That's a final check of your time saver traffic.
Deep in the heart of the capital city, live from the Graham Tire Studios at 44th and O, we switch on the blinding neon glow that bears their name. Jack Mitchell and Dave Miller. It's KLIN's Jack and Dave in the Morning.
Welcome back, Jack and Dave in the Morning on Lincoln's News and Talk, 1400 KLIN. All right, we gave away all the tickets that we've got right now for the Lead Center, so thank you for calling in and trying to win those. We're going to do more of those tomorrow and probably Friday, and I believe Kevin is going to on Drive Time Lincoln as well. Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, and get tickets from the Lead Center box office right now. All right, time to check in with our technical gadgets, social media marketing guru, Jason Peterson from Turbine Digital. He joins us every couple of weeks here on Jack and Dave in the Morning. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Dude, it's windy.
Is it windy? The numbers are up there today, so hold on to your hats.
I was going to ride my bike, but not so much today.
Yeah.
No.
Probably a good idea.
No.
Probably a good idea. All right. Well, what's new with you? What's going on? How's everything going?
Yeah. Stuff is good. Stuff is good. I can't remember if I mentioned this, but Turbine turned 5 this year.
Really?
Yes. Big anniversary.
Well, that's good. You can start preschool next year. You'll be wearing big boy pants soon.
I was
going to
say, my daughter turned 5 is in kindergarten, so I guess Turbine's in kindergarten.
Oh, absolutely. Very cool. Well, I had a couple of topics I wanted to talk to you guys about today, which, by the way, I finally got the new iOS on Apple. I don't know. Maybe I told you that a couple of weeks ago. I don't think I did, but I finally got that thing. And so,
did you update it since then? Because there's a bunch of new
emojis. I just
got
the new emoji update. That's the one that I'm thinking of.
Oh, you did?
Emoji update. It now has a taco. So
who cares about that? It's got a unicorn.
It's got the bird.
What bird? Really?
Yes.
That bird?
The offensive bird.
Well, how am I going to text that in traffic? That doesn't make sense.
No, it's like, no, we were talking about this yesterday, and no, it's kind of semi-controversial. I mean, whatever. I mean, it's kids use it and stuff, but yeah, it's part of the standard keyboard now. Look at all the hand gestures.
It is. It's incredible.
Really?
Yes, I know. It's crazy.
I'm going there now.
I'm going to get made fun of for saying this, and that's fine.
Go for it.
But my emoji use, unfortunately, over the last, it's probably been 3 months, has increased tenfold. And I don't, what am I? Like,
no,
Am I a 12-year-old? What's the deal?
Well, okay.
It's just easy sometimes.
I researched this, like, what's the history behind this? So in 99, some guys from Japan invented this for the same purpose of they wanted to just send stuff. And this is the whole old school cell phone days and stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's a difference between emojis and emoticons. And I didn't know this either.
Okay.
So
emoticons fight the Transformers.
Yeah, it's like the
is that right?
Decepticons, emoticons. No, they're actually like icons. So they're the ones that are the objects and stuff like that and the symbols. The emojis are actually the happy smiley face stuff, the emotions. So there's emoticons and emojis, and there's a difference.
Okay. You what use do you
know?
Them?
I do. Like, people ask me that. Like, I mean, the thing is, I mean, I'm not 15, and I use, like, eight emoticons and emojis, but I do throw a little smiley face or a wink
and stuff. It's mainly the smiley
face.
You know,
like they say, when it's appropriate. Like, I do in work texts and stuff. Like, I'll throw a little something that's, you know,
the smiley face is nice. It's an easy way to really add something to your message that you can't, you know, if it could be taken the wrong way, you can get that out of the equation.
Absolutely.
By adding a
smiley
face.
I like that too. Smiley face, not so much, but the wink.
Yes.
Or
the wink really defines what the text is.
The winky
with the
face.
Right?
Or the tongue.
You know who uses emojis a lot?
Who?
Which is very surprising to me. My dad.
Really?
My dad uses a ton of them.
No way.
Yes. And he'll text my 13-year-old daughter, and they'll be talking in pictographs. Like it's hieroglyphics. I have no idea. So it's an old shoe and a plane equals a taco. What are you guys saying? What is this?
That is awesome.
It's crazy that they had an update, though, just for that, to add these new things in there.
I'm telling you.
Oh, and there are people that are thrilled that there's finally a champagne glass. And, you know, Really? Does it change your life that much? That's weird.
I know. I think that clearly this has brought this to the forefront for people that never did use it. I admit it too. I never used emojis or anything until like people, they released an update about this. It's probably like iOS 8 maybe.
Right.
I mean, I think it was always there. I just never even paid attention. I was like, I just did the old school, you know, colon parentheses. That's what I did. You know, that's the old way of doing it, I guess. Yeah. But hey.
It's odd what they have chosen to make the emojis of, though. There are like, you know, they didn't have a taco or a unicorn, but there were like three types of rail cars. I mean, what's the point?
Well, and there's lots of sushi on there, obviously, because it's from Japan. But okay. Would it kill them to, you know, make a double-decker burger or something? Some short ribs?
There. You know, there's...
A beer?
There's like a VHS camcorder one. What's that? Why? Here we are. We are all looking at our phones.
I know,
now.
We're like going through
radio
like,
and
I just sent you my favorite one. So.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What I get, I don't know how to get them this, and I don't know if either of you guys can tell me this. How do I get them, though, when I'm not using my phone? Like if I'm using Twitter or Facebook or even an email or something on my computer, is there just a way you copy and paste them, or how do people do that? Just from
they show up as numbers, right?
Yeah, depending upon the program, like Facebook recognizes some of them. So if you throw it in there, like the Facebook Messenger or something, or a message,
okay,
like on Facebook, it will recognize some.
And Facebook has their own,
too. It
throws
a little, like, numerical characters and stuff
right.
like that. So it just sort of depends. If it's sort of a standard one, there's a standard correlation of, like, the numerical characters.
Okay. But we don't recommend doing this if you're, you know, writing an email to a potential employer. Or,
no. No, probably not. And actually,
throw one of those 100s at them.
I'd love this job. 100, 100, 100, 100, 100.
Raise.
The red
cha-ching.
One.
No, like the other thing you can do for parents, this is probably a good thing, is you can turn this emoji keyboard off.
Okay.
And you could download a different one that would be, you know, PG, that doesn't have the bird.
Just the bird. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, but there is no way that I am losing the one that has a camel in it, because I use that camel emoji more than you could possibly imagine.
Everyone always sends me a pile of chocolate pudding one too, which I think is odd. I'm surprised that one's so.
Did
popular.
You hear the company that puts these out actually said, "Oh, that's not what you think it is. It's supposed to be soft serve ice cream."
Are you kidding me? No, it's not.
Excuse me, ma'am, but where I come from, that's called a Cleveland steamer.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Okay, I saw this. Jason, you were an early adopter of Evernote. I remember like 4 years ago you coming in here and loving it. And I found this Yahoo article.
That was really good.
That is all about kind of moving away from Evernote and not liking Evernote anymore. I tried to adopt it. After you talked about it, I never got into it. I know a lot of other people do. Are you still a user of Evernote?
Well, here's the deal. I think it's a great article for people that are now just wanting a basic, like, notes collector for, you know, articles and some simple drawings and stuff like that, where you can do, you know, pencil scratches and stuff. I think Notes is perfect.
For iOS.
For iOS. Yeah. Notes is perfect. It's really, really good with the latest update. Now, for me, I still have, like, a lot of audio notes and other things like that that are rich media. So I think Evernote is guilty of some, like, feature bloat where they've got a lot of things it can do. It's like a Swiss Army knife times 100. But because of my dependency on some of those more advanced features, I still like it.
Right.
I mean, and I use it. I don't use it as much to the potential that I could.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can scan business cards and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's
tons of
stuff you can do.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it truly is an amazing product. But I think for those that don't need all those power user features, I think the Apple Notes product is more than enough. That's my take. Hmm.
And if you have paper by 53, you can start doing the same kind of thing that you were doing inside of Evernote. So you can write notes along next to a picture and put together, you know,
exactly
little books and that kind of thing. Also, if you've got what are those little books with the elastic around it or whatever?
Yes.
Have you ever seen those?
Yes.
They have these books now where you can write notes in there, and then you can plug it in with a USB, and it'll put it in Evernote. Have you seen that?
I've known of the technology, but I haven't seen them.
That's crazy.
That is pretty sweet.
That is nice.
Because I know, like, always all the creatives would have the
right.
little notebooks
yes.
with a little elastic.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of a sign of being
a creative.
I have a couple
of those. Sure.
Yeah. So, anyways, I think that's – I mean, to me, I think you have to decide what you want to use it for. I mean, honestly, for taking notes for, like, meetings and stuff and everything like that, I just use Apple Notes. I use the notepad.
Interesting. So you totally. Both. Are you what do you use for that kind of stuff?
I use a little bit of everything. I don't even like doing it electronically because I actually like to sketch. But if I am going to sketch, I just use 53. I write a note, and then I send it to myself in my email.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I've used Notability is another one that I use quite a bit that's pretty solid. I think Evernote owns another sketch one, and I've lost the name of it. It's not their free one that they provide. But anyways, so I think it's just there is so many features with Evernote. So if you want this sort of all kinds of cool little hidden gemstones you can find of things that it can do, then Evernote's sweet. Okay. But for a good cloud syncing with, you know, rich text formatting and embedding pictures and all that stuff, copy paste, they do have a little simple drawing editor that you can do where you can, you know, chicken scratch stuff. I think the Apple Notes is great.
I think when switching subjects, I think when Siri originally came out, we poo-pooed a little bit in terms of how it worked and said, look, there are other things already that do this. And I think I underestimated how much this kind of a product or a service would be emulated. We know Windows 10, when it came out, one of the big things they rolled out was Cortana? Is that Cortana? Yeah.
And then you have
Amazon, who's putting out this thing that you can just set in your house and talk to and ask questions.
Which I hate.
You've seen the commercials for that where the guy's asking about Pluto?
Well, yeah, but, you know, Google is gathering information for the NSA. And Google, I really don't want an open microphone for the NSA. You know what I'm saying?
And Google's got an app, too, which I think is actually works better than Siri itself.
The Google one for text dictation is exceptional.
It's really good.
It's really, really good.
Now I understand Facebook is going to try and get in the game on this. Have you seen this?
Yes.
It's called M, and it's only being used to beta users right now, but this is something they're going to roll out soon.
Yeah, it's interesting, like, there's this whole continuum of the intelligence that obviously Google has and what they can use their data set for and what Facebook can use their data set for, and it kind of converges in terms of how they can create tools and efficiencies to make our life easier, I guess. So, I mean, Facebook has a social graph, so all that data they have about us and some of our interests and our likes and those things that are more specific to an individual's tailored needs, that's where I think Facebook's going to, you know, really try to leverage that more effectively, kind of like better than the Google Now, which is, I don't know, I've tried that. It was not super impressive to me. But, I mean, again, I think all of them are trying to come up with this technology to anticipate and try to provide this sort of assistance in our daily activities and our daily life.
Yeah. It's like now I get frustrated. And I use voice dictation for writing texts all the time.
I do, too.
I don't really... type very
no,
often
the latest, when they came out with like iOS 8 and even iOS 9 was way better. I mean, the text dictation on the iPhone is a lot more impressive.
Yeah.
So I do, too. I use that a lot more than I used to.
I noticed with the 9 update, too, actually getting Siri to say the name right is so much better than it used to be. And in Google, this last version that they have, driving directions are a lot clearer, and they don't take you in these weird wonky routes, and she doesn't give you all these weird cues that you don't need and that kind of thing. Yeah. I think they're really starting to get this voice technology more usable space.
You ask questions to Siri now, and you very often don't get what you're looking for, but you use that Google app, and you ask it an actual question. And
oh, it's amazing.
It's unbelievable, and the dictation on it is perfect. I mean, it's better, I think, than anything that Apple actually has.
Well, we've talked about the idea of, you know, artificial intelligence and, you know, that Watson computer that was on Jeopardy, and that was kind of a popular thing that IBM did. Well, that's now, like, available for integration. So now, like, as a company, you can integrate with that technology that has a learning ability that's sick.
Right.
So everybody's trying to come up with, you know, this ability to learn more effectively, which, again, it's really cool. It's scary at the same time in terms of what it can do or what it could do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's the natural progression of things. This is just this intelligence momentum that's going on with technology is just going to only increase.
Real quick, we got to end, but I'll just throw you both a yes or no question. Motorola is throwing out a new phone, the Droid Max 2, guaranteeing for 2 years it will stay shatterproof. Interest you? Yes. No. If you weren't tied to your iPhone,
no, because I've got a warranty period on the phone that I just bought, and as soon as that's over with, it will shatter. It will be shatterproof for 2 years, and then it'll break.
What do you think? Enticing idea?
No, because they're irrelevant, and Samsung's the primary provider for.
Maybe this is how they get back in the game.
Yeah, I was going to say at this point, it's intriguing, but it doesn't get me super excited.
Not a lot of excitement about the shatterproof guarantee. Jason, always good stuff.
Thanks,
and,
guys.
And we'll check you out. This is turbine.com. If you have any questions, you can send them our way. We'll get them to Jason, or you can get him directly on social media as well. We'll take a break. 8:51, Jack and Dave in the morning on KLIN.